We've all seen it. According to a 2020 study by the state, Pennsylvania's roadways are covered by more than 500 million pieces of litter. Clearing it up is time-consuming, and sometimes even dangerous. So decades ago, a Pittsburgh-based outdoors club started an annual cleanup which incorporates their unique skill set, rappelling. Elaine Vitone reports from the group's latest event.
Each year, 1.5 million people ride the inclines to visit Mount Washington on the southern banks of the Monongahela and Ohio Rivers. At the top, there's a picturesque view of Pittsburgh, but don't look down.
It's extremely steep, and depending on the area, it can be hazardous. You know, there are cars right below us, so there's a lot of risk involved, so people definitely need to have a skill set for it.
That's Jennifer Flags. She's a member of the Explorers Club of Pittsburgh, a group that organizes training and excursions for outdoor adventurers. Today's excursion is over a guardrail to pick up garbage on Mount Washington.
Hey, John, I'm pulling this up, yeah?
Flags calls down to a club volunteer who is picking up garbage while attached to a line fastened to the guardrail. Flags is overseeing her fellow climbers in today's trash pickup, the group's 28th here at Mount Washington. She pulls a line, hand over hand, until a large bag of trash emerges over the railing.
Once people have seen this cleanup event, we've gotten requests from members in the community to say, hey, there's a spot by our house, say in Bridgeville, and can you guys come out and do that as well? You know, once word gets out that we're willing to do this, obviously people are like, hey, there are plenty of spots we could do this in Pittsburgh.
Nearby, a couple, two Carnegie Mellon PhD students, are all geared up to rappel down. Jonathan Francis, who's studying computer science, says today's event is a little different.
We are mountaineers, so we've climbed a few peaks. We are also ice climbers and rock climbers. We actually did some ice climbing a couple of weeks ago.
His partner, Bingqing Chen, is studying renewable energy and energy conservation at CMU.
I wasn't expecting there to be so much trash, but you look down there, it's appalling. And it just is an experience for everyone to raise their awareness while the environment is not going to clean itself.
A few feet away is Pittsburgh Public Schools teacher Jess Vishner. He's a member of Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group, a volunteer search and rescue organization, and is volunteering for the trash pickup.
Most recently, we found an electric scooter. We brought that up, one of those little ones where you can rent them from your phone. So we were able to rappel down to it, tie it off, bring it up, and then just ride it on down to where we're collecting everything.
As Vishner begins picking bits of garbage from the grass at the top of the hillside, he talks over the railing with Keith Conover about the merits of burlap sacks versus plastic bags.
Yes, and the burlap is better than plastic because it's more supple. It has a better hand, as the textile people say.
Conover, a semi-retired emergency medicine physician who co-founded Allegheny Mountain Rescue Group back in the 80s, has done maybe four or five of these cleaning events here at Mount Washington.
There's all sorts of strange things down here. Wedding rings, shopping carts. One time we thought we found a body, but it was a mannequin someone had thrown over.
Conover has rescued lost hikers in the backcountry and provided emergency medical care in remote caves. But today, he's satisfied recovering water bottles and cigarette butts.
I mean, we're just sort of concentrating on the trash and the snow and the ropes and so forth like that. But look at the view here, even in the snow. Isn't it beautiful? So we want to keep it like that for all the people who come to the smoky old industrial town and go, oh, this is a beautiful city. We want to preserve that by picking up the trash and the shopping carts and the mannequins and wedding rings, whatever else we find.
By the end of the day, the volunteers had amassed a new mountain of dozens of bags of trash. And they'll be back to do it again next year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Elaine Vitone.